Cavalera, the essentials for Friday, August 14th. On the agenda today, a new PTU build, polishing up the details, a roadmap that's still generating buzz 2 days after its announcement, and a substantive debate on Spectrum worth taking a closer look at. Let's go. Starting with the game, Alpha 4.10 receives a new PTU build, still open to all waves. Nothing earth-shattering on the content side, but a few welcome adjustments. Recco Battaglia missions are getting new blueprint rewards, which should help encourage testing. And more notably, a quiet but clever VR fix. The blinking tied to G-Force effects was displaying differently between the left eye and the right eye, causing some pretty uncomfortable visual strain. Both eyes are now in sync. The build also fixes two crashes, one client-side and one server-side, and continues polishing instancing stability. CIG also lists several fixes in the pipeline, including a missing collision at Siege of Orison that was sending players straight through the floor, and parcel retrieval missions that could be completed by delivering just one package instead of all of them. The live version, meanwhile, stays on 4.9. But the real story of the week is the roadmap. Wednesday's roadmap roundup unveiled the tentative cards for Alpha 4.11, and 2 days later the community is still talking about it heavily. Nix 1, an artificially terraformed coreless planet, and Genesis, the complete overhaul of planet generation better known as Planet Tech V5, are at the center of all the attention. Add to that a mission pack and a dynamic population system. Standard reminder, these are tentative cards, not dates carved in stone. On that note, a CIG developer dropped some clarifications on the sidelines of a community stream. Planet Tech V5 is not currently integrated into Squadron 42. The technology has only been tested in the Star Citizen codebase. He also confirmed that Nix Y outposts won't follow the style of Pyros, that everything shown at CitizenCon will be present in 4.11, and that the tech is running better than expected, thanks to optimizations offloaded to the GPU. On the other hand, no rivers planned for Nix Y's launch due to time constraints, and the next big milestone will focus on terrain, real mountains, and real canyons, described as the weakest point of the current version. Moving on to the community, and today's hot topic on Spectrum isn't technical, it's social. The thread dominating the day asks a simple and pointed question: what's the point of ever more beautiful and lively planets if players still can't properly talk to each other in the game? Proximity chat and basic communication tools remain underdeveloped, and that's rubbing people the wrong way. Over 90 replies in a single day says it all. On the flip side, another thread takes the opposite view and explicitly thanks the teams working behind the scenes on this technical achievement. Somewhere in between, some players worry that the visual bar set by Nix Y will become an impossible standard to meet for the rest of the persistent universe, while a more grounded thread simply tries to figure out what players will actually be able to do once they land on the planet. PvP remains a topic that never really goes away. A thread about how some players hate open conflict because it shatters their personal narrative pulled in over 150 replies. Proof that roleplay and spontaneous combat still don't mix well for everyone. On the other side, another thread takes a more constructive approach by asking the PvP community directly what specific changes it's hoping for, trying to move past venting and toward actual proposals. And rounding things out, a post capturing the genuine attachment some players feel toward the game, tensions and all, also found its audience. Over on Reddit, the mood is lighter, driven by the same news, but with a different tone. A LEGO build of the Ironclad Assault is impressing the whole community, presented by its creator as their best work to date. One player is having a go at the usual funding criticism with a series of stunning screenshots captioned with a dry, "If this is a scam, it's one hell of a beautiful scam." Griefing also gets a wry laugh, with an abandoned ship cleverly parked to block an entire spawn point. Another player is amused watching caterpillars pile up all over the verse, while someone else flatly declares that Siege of Orison deserves a 10 out of 10. And a roadmap card dedicated to character eyebrows is, predictably, inspiring a wave of good cheer about the new eyebrow tech. Not much on the schedule for the next few days, but attention remains on the ongoing PTU tests for Siege of Orison, where several content creators continue documenting the fights and the new heavy armor in combat configuration. The verse by the numbers, to wrap up, $235,000 raised yesterday, and a total that remains comfortably above $1.036 billion. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and expect nothing, fly everything.